Motherfucking mini-episode. Mini-episode. Motherfucking mini-episode.
Yep, there it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal episode, a mini episode of My Mama Told Me, the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of Black conspiracy theories. I was going to say the community, but it's not the community. It's conspiracy theories. And we finally work to prove the issues, the questions, the concerns, the conspiracies that you, the people, have at home. You've been sending me wonderful, terrifying, haunting suggestions for us to talk about, and this week's episode is no exception. I can't wait to dig into it. I had a pretty good day today. I've been working really hard on a television show that's coming out this Friday. It's called Pause with Sam J. It's very exciting, but I got a motherfucking nap today, so fuck that show. Papa got 30 minutes extra of sleep, and boy, oh boy, did I need it. I've been just grinding myself real thin, staying up till 2 in the morning, watching edits, and then watching cartoons because somehow my brain doesn't know how to shut down after it's supposed to. Anybody else struggle with that? I truly cannot bring myself to go to bed at a reasonable hour when I'm alone. It's probably something to do with childhood trauma, but I'm not going to get into that. I don't have time because we have such an exciting episode to get into. A person, a gentleman, I assume it's a gentleman. He seems like a gentleman. A person named Desmond sent me a great theory, a great My Mama Told Me, which I'm going to play for you now. And it sets the record, I think, for the shortest suggestion we've ever received for the show. Here we go.
Hi, Langston. Growing up, I always heard that two ugly people make a pretty baby. Don't know if that's true, but that's what I heard.
Jesus Christ, Desmond. You could have put a little more seasoning on that bad boy. You didn't just have to hit me with two sentences. You're a fucking monster, Desmond. Who told you that? What horrible person was like, you see them two uglies over there, they're going to make something gorgeous someday. It is something that I've heard over the years. I won't pretend that that's maybe it is. I don't know if it's a Black thing. It might just be a thing in general. I have no clue. Olivia, give me a nod if that's something you've heard in the past. Olivia's nodding. She's saying that that is something. And Olivia, hate to ruin this for you folks, Olivia's Mexican. So it isn't it isn't something that necessarily exists in solely the Black community. That's very exciting. Now, what I did was I started to do some research. I dug into this, Desmond. I wanted to make sure that I could answer all of this for you. So first of all, it's hard to find proof of this, largely in the fact that attractiveness, as we define it, is often treated as something super subjective, right? Almost every single parent in the world refers to their child as beautiful. Every parent thinks that their kid is gorgeous, although I will say that I did come across a Reddit thread from about 5 years ago called Parents of Unattractive Children. When did you realize your child was ugly? How did you feel about it? Which is maybe one of the meaner Reddit threads that I've ever come across. It truly is a bunch of parents being like, yeah, my daughter came out the womb and I was like, put her back in. This doesn't work. She looks not good. She looks horrible. And then a lot of them go like, well, now he's handsome, but you know they don't mean it. You know the first reaction was their best reaction. And they were like, this kid's fucked up and I don't know what to do about it. Then we can't kill it. So I guess we got to raise it and teach it to read and stuff. Anyway, there are some parents that admit that their kids are ugly, but for the most part, people kind of think that the loved ones they have in their life are attractive people. However, I did come across a study, a 2019 study from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. They conducted this study trying to identify parts of the genome associated with facial beauty, meaning they really were trying to track down the exact gene that makes people beautiful. Facial beauty is considered to be hereditary, but the specific gene that causes it has never actually been identified. And so with the study, they basically took these volunteers. I think they had like close to 5,000 volunteers all in Europe, So you already know the white devil is at work. But all in Europe, volunteers were asked to score the samples of yearbook photos. They collected these yearbook photos based on attractiveness. And then, given those scores, each person's photograph was analyzed with regards to their genetic information. So the study was basically attempting to connect attractiveness with genetic information. To make it simple for you, it's basically like they're playing a peer-reviewed version of Hot or Not. You know what I mean? And that already bumps me, if I'm being honest. That immediately seems like a problem in my mind because I'm not letting some collection of dorks decide what sexy is. You know what I mean? I'm not going to let the kids who eat lunch with the teacher dictate what makes me horny. That's what happened with Mark Zuckerberg. We let that dweeb make a website where he rated women, and now he's selling our information so that he can build a Mars colony. Also, not for nothing, his wife is ugly as fuck. She ain't shit to look at. You know what I mean? And you're a goddamn billionaire and you got this atrocious woman on your side? You should be ashamed of yourself, Mark Zuckerberg. It's one thing for you to be manipulating my family and friends so that you can control elections, but it's another thing for you to marry a ghoul. Shame on you, Mark Zuckerberg. The study found several genes that might be associated with attractiveness. They found some genes, but even more interesting, those genes seem to differ between men and women. Huh? That's a pretty interesting thing. What makes a man attractive is very different than what makes a woman attractive. Idris Elba is objectively a handsome man, but if I see a bitch that looks like Idris Elba, I'm gonna make her sleep behind a baby gate. She can't come in my house. We can't sleep in the same room. We need a barrier between the two of us. You look like Luther. That's an unacceptable face, in my opinion, for a woman. That said, ultimately what the study found is that the attractive genes that were actually different for men and women, and this is where it gets interesting, were connected to very different things than you would expect. So for women, for example, the gene that ended up being connected to attractive women was related to body mass, whereas the genes connected to men were connected to cholesterol. And now I'm not going to go into some long thing about the way that patriarchy has formed our perceptions of attractiveness. I can't afford to. I am a master of the patriarchy and I don't want to lose my benefits. That said, it is a pretty clear indication that men are looking at women based on their size and their shape, whereas women are looking at men for like whether or not we'll survive the winter. You know what I mean? Like it truly is just whether our blood will continue to pump through our bodies, whereas men are looking at like, yeah, but what that thing look like? Turn it around. It's fantastic. She's the best. And so we're more shallow and women are better, I guess, is what this is finding. But ultimately, I think what the study really found is that although they can identify these genes that sort of share attractive qualities or at least identify attractive qualities, the attractiveness often depends, or at least our perception of attractiveness often depends on the study's population, on age groups, on cultural background, and many other factors. So to answer your question, Desmond, yes, it is possible for two unattractive people to make a pretty baby. Some man with a fucked up eyeball, but low cholesterol, can press into a woman with gargoyle-ish teeth and ideal body mass, and then somehow those two people can create Rihanna. It is possible. However, this seems to be more of an algorithm than it is easy math, if that makes sense. It's not just a certainty that these two uggos press together and make a beautiful person. It's not like a word problem. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, if an ugly motherfucker leaves his house at 2 p.m. traveling at 8 miles per hour, how many hours will it take for him to bump into a frumpy hoe to make love to? Show your work. You know what I mean? That's not the vibes here. But more importantly, and this is something that I like to make sure that we remember in all of this. More importantly, because so many of the beauty standards in America are created and determined by rich white people, it's fair to say that our sense of what is and isn't attractive is far less in our control than we care to even admit. You know what I mean? We're not dictating what's going in these magazines. We're not deciding what's sort of being presented as like the staple of beauty and ugly. It's all being controlled by propaganda and a bunch of skinny dweebs and high towers. And so with that, all that really matters, what we should be walking away with, is not sitting here and trying to decide if two uggos can make a pretty baby. All that matters is that whether your baby is beautiful or whether your baby is ugly, you do your best to leave that baby with lasting emotional damage. Not because of how they look, but because of the lingering trauma from your own childhood. Do to your child what was done to me and what was done to the parents before me, so that we all walk around hating ourselves, not physically, but internally, for all the shit that we can't control that was handed down through generations and generations of damage. That's what I believe. It don't matter if you're ugly. It don't matter if you're beautiful, as long as you're depressed. That's what I'm going to leave you folks with. You're beautiful. And as always, if you'd love to send us a beautiful recording of your own, I'd love to hear from you. You can contact me. I'm desperately awaiting your calls, much like Miss Cleo. I think she's dead, but Miss Cleo and I, we're both still waiting on your calls. Her in the afterlife, me presently in a basement apartment in New York City. We would love to hear from you, so please send those recordings or those notes or those messages to mymamapod@gmail.com. I love you so much. I'll miss you in the short time that we're away from each other. Bye, bitch.
Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.